I will say that probably the number one determining feature of probability of success is an openness to try things that goes against what your brain is suggesting is a good idea. Because you've got a brain that thinks that drinking is a good idea. So frankly, anything I suggest, like if I say to you, I think you should email, this is just basic, right? If I think you should email 3 to 4 times a day, Wolfie comes right in there with, I don't need to do that. I'm too busy to do that. I'm too busy to send a one-word email that says sober. Right. Nice. I'm going to be offline, so I can't email for 6 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 days. I have an answer for that, right? The answer is still send a message every 4 hours, and they sit in your outbox. And then as soon as you have a Wi-Fi connection, I'll get them all at once. Number of times somebody's actually done that and I've gotten a whole bunch of check-ins all at once is 0. It's an option. We don't want to do it. And why don't we want to do it? Because we want to keep drinking. And we don't want to keep drinking, but we have a voice that thinks that drinking's a good idea. And so it's going to fight against things that could actually help, which is this whole thing about compliance. I broke my ankle, I want to walk without crutches, you say. And we're like, well, that sort of impacts its ability to heal, might make it that you need surgery down the road. You might instead need to take time off right now. I don't want that. Well, no shit, nobody wants it. Nope. Who wants to email me 4 times a day? But don't tell me you can't. Don't tell me you can't. Because it's one word. And you set a timer on your phone that goes off at 9 a.m., 1 p.m., I can't add, 5 p.m., 9 p.m., and you send a one-word email every time the alarm goes off. Don't say that you can't. Say that you won't. But don't say that you can't. Not fair. And don't say that you can't get a sober treat every 2 days when you're sober, because you're going to say something wolfy-like, like, I don't really deserve it, and I shouldn't get a treat for doing something that everybody else can do without treats, or I don't have money, which, you know, it's sort of like, but I have money for alcohol. Don't tell me that you don't want to get treats. Tell me that Wolfie is telling you not to get treats. Because you might as well call it what it is. Like, let's call a spade a spade. Wolfie will say, no treats, not worthy. Wolfie will say, too hard, no one will understand. I'm like yelling. God, please, please, please. And you're like, yeah, I don't want to do that. I choose not to do that.